Every December for the past 2 years, we've assembled what we call a CD wish list, a collection of some of the best recordings that never made the conversion to compact disc. So, for the last time this holiday season, we've put this question to people throughout the music community. What are the best albums that never made it to CD?
Hello, my name is Bobby Jones. I am the director-producer of Bobby Jones Gospel on the Black Entertainment Television Network. And we're going to talk about gospel music today, and I've selected The Caravans.
Lord, keep me day by day.
The Caravans, a group of men and women from Chicago, Illinois. Basically, it's a female ensemble. And the leader of that group is none other than Albertina Walker.
Oh, Lord, I want to live. I want to live.
I want to live.
Oh, you're a building.
A building I've made.
A building I've made by hand.
Albertina was not a selfish person at all. Good thing about her. She allowed the singers to also perform even more than she did. Many of those members in Albertina's group became superstars alone after they left the group. Of course, the most popular one has been Shirley Caesar.
In a pure
way.
Oh, yeah.
They existed during the golden era of gospel music, which was in the 1950s. There are only, you know, six major labels in America that produce gospel music now, and they certainly haven't spent any time going back to revitalize those singers of old. So we are missing a lot of the traditional ways in which one presented the gospel music and why this music was created in the first place.
And every day I'm traveling through.
My name is Kurt Orzek, and I am the managing editor of ICE Magazine, the International CD Preview Authority. I've chosen Bright Eyes Vinyl Box Set.
Well, morning came, and it dressed the sky in a lovely yellow gown.
Bright Eyes is essentially the alias of Connor Oberst, a young singer-songwriter from Omaha, Nebraska. He actually started writing songs himself at age 12. This box set encapsulates five different LPs recorded. This material goes back to 1995 up through 2000. Extremely prolific young songwriter, very much seems to encapsulate a lot of the moods and the attitudes of the Midwest and a young person's experience growing into them.
Well, a forest fenced becomes backyards, like songs are born from sound. And the apple fell, and it taught us all, we are chained here to the ground. So I mean, here we go, but there ain't no escape. No, these streets, they're just dead ends. So I won't ever be happy again.
Part of the reason I've chosen a newer artist such as Bright Eyes is because this is an artist who very much so, when you listen to his music, he's inviting you into his private sphere. And the truest way to access that is by listening to his records on vinyl. I think an artist, if he really wants to feel important, he'll choose vinyl. There's something about the physical product of vinyl that gives you a warm feeling. And it would be nice to have this on CD, but I don't think it would give you the personal access that you need for an artist like this. I think any feeling, any sort of sensitivity or sentimentality that's lost by a transferal of these sounds to the digital format means that there's going to be a greater distance between you and the artist when you listen to it.
And on a grassy hill, the lion will lay down with the lamb.
My name is Sarah Velez, and I'm the assistant chief of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Archives of Recorded Sound of the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. In May of 2003, a man named Mr. Gil Roller contacted me at the library. This gentleman had recently attended an exhibit at our library entitled Broadway Show Original Cast Recordings, and when he went to that exhibit, he saw a beautiful enlarged photo of his mother from her role in Victor Herbert's Eileen, and he very much wanted to hear his old recording. I had been doing some research on his mother's voice and was not able to find any recording of her voice, so I was rather stunned when he called me out of the blue and said that he actually had an unpublished test pressing of his mother's voice. Ogla Roller was a very fine musician. Her son told me that she was actually classically trained as a pianist and singer. She was born in Austria in 1884 and died in New York City, 1968. We made an appointment, and he met with me and my sound engineer, Daniel Spardella, and we played the recording twice for him and his wife. The tears actually came to his eyes as he heard his mother's voice again. My sound engineer and I felt that his mother really had a beautiful voice with marvelous pitch and sensitivity of phrasing. We would be thrilled, we told them, to add this to our collection. We cannot find that they actually made a commercial release, so it looks to us right now, unless there are some other test pressings out there, that we have right now the only extant recording of his mother's voice.
Ogla Roller. That's what Sarah Velez added to the CD wish list. We also heard from Kurt Orzech with Bright Eyes and Bobby Jones presenting The Caravans. Our series was produced by Phil Harrell, with special thanks to Flawn Williams and the NPR engineering team, Lauren Van Sinclair and Sean Reed. Visit our website for extended interviews with all our contributors, as well as the complete CD wish list and an address where you can make your own suggestions. That's npr.org.